On Morgan's AM, US equity markets rebound, snapping a three-session losing streak. Omicron fears subside for now.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets rebounded sharply, snapping a three-session losing streak and erasing Monday's sell-off. The Dow gained 561 points or 1.6%. Nike gained over 6% after recording better-than-expected second-quarter earnings per share and revenue after the closing bell of the previous session. The broader S&P 500 gained 1.8%, having logged its worst three-day stretch since September, down just over 3%. Energy, information technology, consumer discretionary and financials all gained over 2% to lead 9 of the 11 primary sectors higher. Utilities and consumer staples were the only primary sectors to decline, having been the only sectors to advance a day earlier. Micron Technology jumped over 10% after the memory chip maker's fiscal first quarter adjusted earnings per share, revenue and outlook released after the close of Monday's session topped Wall Street's estimates. Advanced Micro Devices rose 6.2%. Technology-centric Nasdaq gained 2.4%. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index rallied 2.9%, logging its best single session performance since the 20th of July. President Biden said the answer is absolutely no as to whether March 2020-style lockdowns will return to the US in response to the Omicron variant, while also outlining an Omicron-fighting plan to get booster shots in arms, distribute 500 million free at-home COVID-19 testing kits, and the immediate deployment of military doctors, nurses, and other medical professionals to 6 hard-hit states and other measures. The US Senate will vote on the Biden administration's sweeping social safety net and climate policy bill, known as the Build Back Better Act, in January, despite Senator Joe Manchin's opposition to it. In US corporate earnings, General Mills fell just over 4% after the food company reported a lower-than-expected second-quarter profit, and its chief executive said supply chain disruptions will drive another price shift higher in its products in the future. European bourses advanced, with the travel and leisure sector up 3.5%, leading the pan-European Stoxx 600 index 1.4% higher. That was alongside a 1.4% gain for both Germany's DAX and France's CAC. French transportation conglomerate Bolloré jumped 11.5% after receiving a $6.4 billion bid from Mediterranean Shipping Company for its African logistics assets. Separately, the European Union approved the use of the Novavax vaccine in people aged 18 or over, making it the 5th shot available for use within the bloc. London's FTSE 100 gained 1.4% overnight, with Chancellor Rishi Sunak announcing a fresh £1 billion funding package to help England's hospitality and leisure sectors weather a surge in Omicron cases. British Airways parent International Consolidated Airlines Group jumped 6.9%, Rolls-Royce Holdings Group up 3.7%. BHP gained 2.3%, announcing it has received all regulatory and competition approvals for the unification of its corporate structure. BHP expects the unification to be complete by the 31st of January next year after the shareholders' vote for both BHP Group and BHP Group PLC is held on the 20th of January. Base metals logged solid gains across the board. Copper up 1% to be trading just shy of $4.33 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel gained 1.5%, aluminium with a 3.5% gain, and zinc up 2.3%. Benchmark spot iron ore continued to climb, gaining $3.20 or 2.6% to $126.71 a metric tonne. Gold futures settled $5.90 or 0.3% lower at $1,788.70 an ounce, reversing an earlier climb as some risk appetite returned to Wall Street. Oil prices rebounded. WTI gained $2.51 or 3.7% to $71.12 a barrel, after losing a combined 5.7% over the previous two sessions. Brent rose $2.46 or 3.4% to $73.98 a barrel, clawing back some of the 4.7% decline of the previous two sessions. Vladimir Putin has warned of appropriate military technical measures in response to the threat of NATO's expansion towards Russia's borders and a significant ratcheting up of tensions with the Western alliance. US Treasury yields climbed across the maturities, with 10-year Treasury yields gaining 6.9 basis points to 1.487%, and the Australian dollar is firmer, buying around 71.5 US cents. The Westpac leading index for November headlines today's Australian economic calendar.
Or objectives.